Today on Real Life Radio.
Kids have a lot of fears today. And when we complain and when we grumble or when we panic about this or that, it's communicated to them. They hear that. Mom and Dad, what we want to do is begin tonight to communicate to our kids that God is bigger.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
You know, the Apostle Peter, in his letters to the church, urged his fellow Christians to keep on learning and growing in the faith, in spite of their suffering and pain. Unlike today, however, resources were scarce. Still, they persevered, and Christ followers were growing in both strength and numbers. Now, there's no limit of ways to access quality materials on Christian living, including Pastor Jack's website. When you go to jackhibbs.com and click the media icon, you'll find not only Real Life Radio episodes, but Real Life podcasts, Real Life TV, Real Life basics for Christian growth, and even news updates. There's also specific verse-by-verse studies from books of the Bible, and so much more. So, head on over to our website at jackhibbs.com and click on the media tab. That's jackhibbs.com.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Life and Bible with a message titled, Being a Christian While Being a Parent, and this is part one. You know, we all have numerous positions in life, but being a Christian carries with it a new kind of responsibility. You see, in God's concept of design, there's nothing like parenthood. You could be the wealthiest person in the world, even the smartest, but you could totally fall apart as a parent. Creating, giving birth to a child, it's wonderful, but what comes after the baby's born determines that child's life, value, and equally important, the child's future. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that Christian parents are not called to be their child's friend, but to be their protector, their encourager, and to direct them toward God's value system. Now with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Parent, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible says in Colossians 3, verse 21, listen to this. Fathers, do not provoke your kids. Don't provoke your children. The word in Greek is don't pick a fight with your kids. Don't provoke them. The word also means don't stir up the water and make it murky with your kids. Scares them. Lest they become discouraged. The word is athumeia. The word means spiritless. Isn't this? Listen to this. This is powerful. Fathers, do not pick a fight with your children, stir up the water, confuse them, and scare them, lest they become spiritless, broken, or numb of heart. Brokenhearted. Isn't that the Bible wise? Isn't that awesome? Number six, as parents, we're developing a value system. So number six is, as a Christian parent, listen, a Christian parent knows their child the best. I believe that a Christian parent in praying for that child, God will speak to that mom and dad about that kid, and whereby we grant to them, we instill within them, we impart to them a value system that God will use mightily. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child, we all know this verse, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. What's interesting about that verse is very, very awesome. We often miss the meaning of that verse. That verse screams, parents, you know your kids the best. More than anybody else on the planet. And when the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go, check it out. This is what it means. It means to study your child's person. To study your child. Imagine taking out a magnifying glass and studying your child. Like a project. Know that kid. How many of you have two children or more? Raise your hand. Two kids or more? Okay. They came from the same place, right? How can they be so different? Have you noticed that if you have one, that's one way, the second one is the other way? This one's quiet. This one's loud. This one sits and thinks. This one never sits and thinks. This one's, always this way. This one's always that way. How does that happen? God. It's the snowflake thing. There's never two kids the same. And so some people say, that's why we only have one. We just have the one. But listen, a value system instilled in a person, in a child, is extremely important. And God has given that task for us to do, to know the child the best and to study that child. And you watch this. Train up a child in the way that he should go. You know what that means? You find out, what do they like? Now watch this. You find out, what does she like? Have you noticed when you're watching your little baby, no matter how young, you study them. And if you notice that there's certain things about them, as they get a little bit older, they're crawling now and they'll gravitate to certain things. Watch all that. Study that. Mom, dad, watch it. And there's certain things that they seem to always be doing this one, or this child always seems to be doing the other thing. Find out what it is. What are their tendencies? Watch what they do. Why? Why does the Bible says to study that child, train them up in the way that they should go. That is in the Lord. Point them. They seem to have a hunger and a passion for detail. Then stoke that. Maybe they're not really great in math. You can help them out in that. But they're really good in art. Don't discourage them. Study them, know them, and promote them in the way of art. Maybe they like to dig and find stuff. Then get them little books on Indiana Jones, the archaeology series of his for children, and you know, whatever. It's like, wow, find out what they love. I want to show you a clip. Before they start this clip, let me explain it. It's a clip of Wayne Bartholomew. He is a one-time world surfing champion. He's a surfing legend. He's almost 60 years old now. Parents, listen up carefully. We'll probably end with this time-wise. But I don't know anything about his spiritual life, if he even has one. But I want you to notice the impact. I want you to watch his chin. I want you to look at his eyes. And I want you to see the impact of this child. He has parents or had parents, and he lived a life that deeply affected him. And yet I want to argue with you tonight that what you'll see on the screen in a moment is something that you and I can repeat in our own lives. Maybe it's a different topic. Maybe it's a different situation. But Wayne Bartholomew is going to share with you, if you're listening carefully, his family broke up when he was young. And you would think, after all the money he has made and his fame and his age, he's, like I said, almost 60 now, that this would no longer be a factor. And so I want you to take a look at the screens. I don't know if we dim the lights or whatever, but we'll talk about it just for a moment afterwards and then we'll wrap it up. But watch this, if you would. It's powerful.
I had a vision of where I wanted to get to. So in that way, I was probably going probably maybe a bit harder than everyone. And, you know, maybe it was just the fact that I was a bit hungrier and, you know, just my background and that I really wanted to make something of my life. And, you know, I groomed myself. And I felt like I was really kind of, in that regard, on my own mission.
Australia's Gold Coast had high-rise luxury at one end and beat-up boarding houses and beach shacks at the other. The world-class waves and pinball parlors were enough to keep any young Gold Coaster occupied.
Well, I grew up in a place called the Southern Gold Coast. So, you know, my father's a school teacher, my mother taught ballet, and I've got four sisters, and we lived in Tweed Heads. And then when I was about 11, my family broke up, and my mother and my four sisters and I moved to Rainbow Bay, which was right on the beach near Snapper Rocks, and I got into surfing. And once I found surfing, I knew my life changed. I knew I could be, you know, one of the best. I knew I could be a world champion, even though there was no such thing as world champion. I just knew that it was something that would take me to the top. Growing up was pretty tough. There wasn't much money, so I became pretty much the male in the family, and at times the breadwinner. You know, we were actually in desperate poverty. Sorry, mate. sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. But I kind of had to raise my sisters, and I started stealing, and I remember one. There was this one Friday, and my mother said, "There's no more food," and so I went and got some money, and I put $20 on the table, and we were so desperate that, you know, she didn't ask where it came from. It was just like, it was just like we were celebrating, you know, like tonight we're going to have Chico rolls. And, it wasn't the right thing to do, but at the time it was just something that I had to do. We still had to do it tough for a lot of more years after that. And, you know, surfing was to me something that I could lose myself in. And it was my escape.
Surfing is where he could lose himself in that. And see how touching that was to him. After all of those years, did you hear him say, and I've watched this clip a few times, did you hear him say, when I was 11, he knew exactly when his age was, when his parents split up. He knew exactly where they moved to. He said that I became the breadwinner of the home. He said he could remember what they were going to have for dinner that night that he stole the $20 from however, wherever, chicken and rolls. He said it was a Friday night. That was the night she said, "We don't have any food." Look how he's able to recount that fast. The man now lives where? I do not know. Does he have children? I didn't take the time to look. But I would love to be able to ask him, and how you were brought up and what you went through, how is it with your kids? And I bet you he's doing everything or did everything he could to make it different for his kids, don't you think? And that's true for any parent, I would hope and think. You don't have to be a Christian parent to want what's best for your kids, what's better even for your kids. But notice in his pain, the family broke up and these things followed. And today, Christian homes break up and it's the kids who pay the price. It's always the children who pay the price. But I just want to encourage tonight, we develop a value system with our kids and we communicate to them. And we want to communicate to them that no matter what happens, God is number one in our lives. And we're going to make it, because kids have a lot of fears today. And when we complain and when we grumble or when we panic about this or that, it's communicated to them. They hear that. Mom and Dad, what we want to do is begin tonight to communicate to our kids that God is bigger. But Jack, my kids are old and gone now. That's why God invented telephones and cell phones. That we would really call them up and say, you know what, and use the service as an excuse. Say, you know, I was at church tonight and I saw this video clip and I'm just calling you. I know we haven't talked in a long time, but I know you don't want to hear me talk about God, and I'm not going to talk about God. I'm just going to ask you, and you don't have to forgive me. I'm just asking for your forgiveness. I'm sorry. Or you can communicate to them, to your parents, what you need to. But I'm a strong believer, and no matter what's happened, no matter how much Lisa and I have failed at parenting, or how much you feel that you have failed at parenting, you can always, always say, you know what, Junior, you know what, Susie, we messed up. And we want you to know that we love you. And we want to just rewind that part of our lives. We're sorry for that. It'd be a great healing. We'll pick it up next week because we're out of time. And I wanted to leave that clip. That's a powerful clip, is it not? Father, we come to you tonight. And Lord, heavy stuff. Lord, we pray tonight that you would touch our hearts. And I pray, Father, that as children, maybe tonight we're here and we're thinking as children that we're this way or that way because of our parents. And to some degree, some great, some small, I don't know, that may be the case. But Lord, now that we're older, your Bible is still the eternal living word. And whatever those negative things and dangerous things and horrific things have been in our lives, we're asking you, Lord, tonight to move in the midst of our soul and set free that part of us that needs to be set free. Maybe there's young men in here tonight or old men in here tonight. Young girls or older women who have scars that no man knows about. No one knows. And maybe those scars were put there by a parent. And Father, I'm asking that the power of your word, like balm, would be applied to that hurt right now. No one needs to confess it. No one needs to shout it out. No one needs to write a book about it. We're just here tonight, Lord, asking you to heal brokenness. Maybe when people tonight hear just the title of father or mother, there's a hatred and an anger that has raged inside. And tonight's the night that it dies, my friend, in your life. It's over now. It is the will of God that you no longer be held captive by that. Maybe there's broken dreams tonight. I know as a parent, there's the dreams of maybe if we would have had more money to do this or more time to do the other or that opportunity to spend just one more year with that son or daughter, or if it was just one more day we could have with them, if we could take something back and rewind for the moment. All of us have that. And the Lord no longer wants us to be controlled by regret. Some of you tonight are here and you've been living under the cloud because you've done the best you could, and there is no perfect parent, and your child is now grown up and has turned into an absolute mess. And you're blaming yourself. And it's time to stop that now too. That's over. Your child is old enough now to turn to God on their own. The same gracious, wonderful help that wants to be applied to your life and to free you from your past is the same wonderful, gracious, powerful help that wants to help your son or daughter who is now off living their life. He's the same God, my friend. His word knows no limits. There is no boundary to the power of his word to heal. whatever it is tonight, you need to, in your mind, take it to the Word of God, take it to the cross and set it at the foot of the cross and tell the Lord tonight, Lord, I am leaving the anger, the pain, the hurt, the resentment, the bitterness, the regret, the broken dreams, the broken hopes, the only ifs and the how comes. And Lord, some of that anger I lay at the cross tonight, perhaps you've directed it at God himself. Where were you when there was the abuse? I don't know the answer to that. I just know that nothing is greater than his ability to heal. And whatever this world, listen, whatever this world and what anyone can do to us, God is still the Redeemer and he changes things and he turns them around. And for those of you who have been hurt and offended and broken the most, or mom and dad, you feel like you have failed the most at parenting, he turns things around. Will you let him do that now? And let him explain it to you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would sweep across this sanctuary with the wave of your Holy Spirit, that the breath and the breeze of your Spirit, Lord, would infuse new life into our brothers and sisters tonight. And Lord, for those who have been unable even to love their own children properly because of their own past, that would change tonight. Lord, that you would heal homes, relationships, moms, dads, sons and daughters, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. And we look to you only now to be our touch, our healing, our strength. This we pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Parent, Part 1. Thanks for spending some time with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible. It's a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Pastor Jack, I don't mean to sound like a car dealer trying to sell you a car, but you got to get this book. They're going fast. They really are.
You know, I'm glad you put it that way. You're exactly correct, because people, listen up. What Davey is referring to is the fact that, to be honest with you guys, behind the scenes, when we endorse a book and when we encourage you to get a book, first of all, a lot of effort goes into selecting a book. Mm-hmm. In fact, authors ask us to promote their books. We don't do it that way.
Yeah.
We only do it by relationship with the authors. And so the other thing is this, is that this book, all of our books sell remarkable of the various authors, but this one,
it goes crazy.
It's going crazy. Yeah, and so it is true. You're not being a used car salesman when you say what you say. This is a book that everybody should have. It's so timely. It's needed right now in your library, but maybe more important than in your library, in your ears and in your heart and in your mind.
Do me a favor. Say the title and give me a synopsis of what it's all about.
Yeah. First of all, I wish I would have thought of this title, because it makes the book happen. The Eclipse of God.
Yeah.
And it's all about how this culture of ours has really changed our pursuit of God for things mm-hmm. that have filled that gap, that the doctrine of God, the person of God, I'm talking about the biblical God of the Bible,
yeah.
has been misrepresented, has been abandoned in our pulpits and culture to the point where nobody knows who God is anymore, so everybody's making a God up.
Yeah.
Thus the eclipse of God.
Yeah.
We've allowed things and pursuits to block the beautiful glory of God, and we need to get back to the simple revelation in the Word of God of who He is.
The Eclipse of God. Once again, available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.